You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague David Daoud of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about the Gaza ceasefire as it is and lessons learned by Hezbollah watching from Lebanon, watching from the north. David lays out what Hamas learned from Lebanon, from Hezbollah, and what Hezbollah has learned is learning from Hamas. Much more of this tonight. Is David Daoud, lessons learned so far.
Of course, there are many lessons here. I think, if anything, the Gaza ceasefire and Hamas's narrative appears to me to be emulating that of Hezbollah's, immediate insistence on non-disarming while also putting conditions on discussing disarmament. Not even, okay, if this condition precedent happens, then we will disarm. No, if this condition precedent happens, then we will discuss our arms. Even that narrative they seem to have taken from Hezbollah. So they've talked about, and these conditions precedents seem to be, if not impossible, then very far-fetched, very far down into the future. So Hamas is adapting the Hezbollah playbook, which, makes sense. They are allies that they've been in contact for decades with each other. Hamas has learned a lot in terms of its war fighting, in terms of its propaganda tactics from Hezbollah. They're saying, when this impossible thing happens, when the PA unites and they can get their act together, then we'll talk about disarmament. So really is Hamas looking to Hezbollah. But Hezbollah, of course, has lessons to learn from the Gaza ceasefire. I think what Hezbollah is looking for now, and what they've been looking for since November 27th of 2024, they've been awaiting international attention moving away from the region. They've been trying to lay low. They've been making a calculus of, if we remain silent in the face of the ongoing Israeli strikes, we're probably going to lose 2 to 3 people a week. If we respond to Israel, if we retaliate and reopen the war, we're going to lose 100 people a week, right? Better for us to remain at that minimal level while continuing to rearm, which, the Syrians are pointing out that Hezbollah is rearming because they keep interdicting weapons shipments and financial shipments to Hezbollah. The Israelis are saying they're rearming. They keep killing people who are involved actively and Hezbollah's regeneration efforts north and south of Litani. Hezbollah is saying they're rearming. The United States is saying they're rearming. But they're trying to do it quietly. They're trying to do it under the radar until international attention moves away from Lebanon, and then they have more freedom.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.